What's going on out there? Welcome to another edition of Respect My Mind. It's your host, Kevin Moffitt. I was just thinking about your purpose. Like, I'm wondering, like, do people really fall into their purpose? Are people born and, like, destined to be something, or is their purpose planned? Like, I'm just trying to just figure certain things out. You know, is your purpose really predestined, or really, like how do you determine your purpose? That's my question. I think a lot of things in life come from trial and error. I don't believe nobody really teaches you, not unless you have a family with means, and or you have a family that has a skill or a talent that's been laid out before you, and they teach you and pass you something down. I believe that, you know, a purpose is passed down, a purpose is inherited. Like, people inherit their purpose. But I believe for the majority, people are just winging life. They're winging life, and they're just getting by. They're just going to work, and they're not being fulfilled. Because that's what you really get passed down. A majority of people just get passed down. Go to work. Go to school. Go to school. Go to work. Get a good job, get married, have kids, yada, 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 the status quo. But nobody's really taught to think outside the box and really live the life they're supposed to live. I think if people are taught to think outside the box, they really find their purpose also. It's just, and when you're not shown the ropes, it's a struggle. It's a struggle to, like, shit, and you find yourself asking, well, what's your purpose? Like, for me, I joined the military. I say that was like some things just happen by coincidence. Like, I just happened to just join the military. I just happened to do certain things, you know. And, you know, it's just something I was just doing. I was never really taught how to take advantage of certain situations also. But when you get certain opportunities, you got to be taught to take advantage of it too. You got to be taught to take advantage of those opportunities if you have really good ones. And you just spin your wheels, like, trying to find your purpose if you don't have a good foundation. If you don't have those circle of people, or you don't have those people coming up from your family that, like, was a good example of what your foundation should be. Because if you have people that they don't know, if you have people that came before you, or some parents or family that don't know what their purpose is, how are you going to know what your purpose is? And then people want you to visit that and go back to the essence from where you came to where you didn't really have a foundation. It's like you're spinning your wheels. Like, some people, they want me to visit back and come back to my hometown. I keep getting that over and over and over again about me coming back to the Carolinas. I'm like, I didn't really have a foundation growing up there, so why would I go back to somewhere that I don't have anything to go back to? Why would I do that? I mean, I got much love for people back at home, but, like, it's, for me personally, I don't think it's really nothing for me there to where I can, like, expand my knowledge on things. Like, I mean, I left the state at, like, 18. I went to go experience shit, and it's like I've grown, like, so much. I'm damn near 40, so it's like my mind now is just so elaborate on things that, like, you know, you can't, like, have me in a box per se. But, like, I'm out here, you know what I'm saying? I'm really ready to move to another state. I'm getting ready to try to experience that and just see what that has to offer. But it just seems like I'm just spinning my wheels sometimes with things and with life. I'm just spinning my wheels and I'm just trying things at random and trying things just, you know, trial and error. And I'm like, I don't want to be in that predicament. I don't like being in that situation. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, everybody should have a plan. Everybody should be shown the ropes and have something in life that they have a purpose for. Just getting up, going to work, that's not enough. People think you should just go to a job every day and that's just it. It's like it's more to life than just showing up at work and having a job, a 9-to-5. Like, you know, everybody can't be an entrepreneur. Everybody can't, like, come from a lineage of a long family heritage of rich people, or, you know, everybody don't have, like, that talent of athleticism, or was passed down athleticism, or, like, genes where you can, like, on looks, or, like, athleticism or and things of that nature. Like, a lot of people don't have it like that. People just have to work with what they have. So I say 90% of people on earth are average people, and they're just getting by just to get by. People like to perceive themselves as more than what they really are, which is fine. You can pretend to get out of that rut. You can pretend to, like, have that, you know, escapism. You can have that escapism in life, because sometimes that's what you have to do for your psyche to maintain. You got to have some type of form of escapism. But when it boils down to it, when you come back down to reality, it's like, okay, well, what's really my purpose? What am I really meant to, like, work at a grocery store or like a convenience store for the rest of my life? There's nothing wrong with working at those places, but some people, they have jobs, or they get with these corporations like or Apple, or like IBM or something. Like, is my life worth, like, you know, is my life just concluded at working at a cubicle in one of these companies? Because that can get mundane after a while. That can get, like, you know, monotonous. It's like, shit, man, the monotony and, you know, this job, and it's every day. It's like, it's a rat race. That's why they call it a rat race. Because when we were sitting in traffic before this whole corona thing, when people were sitting in traffic, I used to look, when I used to be in the military, I used to be in San Diego, I used to be like, say, yeah, shit is a rat race, isn't it? Because me and my homeboy, then Johnson, we used to be in the Navy. We used to talk about this type of stuff, about not being in a rat race and, like, what's your purpose? And, like, this isn't just it on this earth or what we go through and all types of shit like that. But we just had a conversation about being in a rat race. And it just dawned on me after I got from the other command. It just dawned on me when I was in San Diego. I was like, I looked at all the people who were sitting in the traffic. I'm like, this shit is like clockwork. Everybody gets up in the morning, races to the freeway, stuck in traffic to be on time for a job they don't like. And then you get off at about 4 or 5:30 and you to race home, get stuck in traffic to go home and enjoy your night or your weekend. It's the same old cycle over and over and over. It's the same old cycle. I don't understand, man. I don't understand. You know, but, you know, I mean, people out there that's trying to find their purpose, don't give up, because, you know what I'm saying, sometimes it gets rough. It gets rough, you know, trying to find your purpose. You know, so I'm still at it. I'm damn near 40 and still trying to find what I want to do and what I like to do in life. And another thing, too, I got to add is, don't make people your purpose either. Don't make people, because you cannot put your trust in man. Do not put your trust in man, because they will disappoint you a lot. And it's a shame that you got to treat people at arm's length, or you got to treat people like temporary, but it sucks. You want to be committed to certain people and you want to be committed to people, but you can't make people your purpose. You can't sit up there and make people your world, because they'll disappoint you. And people think this is like cynical talk, but I'm like, if you really look at it, like, people fake being happy and people fake like they're loving life. But like, you got to be act for real, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to really ask yourself these questions. You know what I mean? But yeah, you know, but like, if people are really committed to you and your people really, really love you, and like, you show them commitment and you be the best you can be in their lives. Have fun with them. Like, just live in the moment, I'd say. Live in the moment. But, you know, if you guys out there on your purpose and find your purpose, and you find something that you like, cling to it. Grab a hold of it. Love it. Embrace it. But that's all I got to say. Peace out there. Welcome to another edition of Respect My Mind. Tune in later.